It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, there's an actual movie out there to go to.
There is, and it's probably the best movie in theaters right now. It's called The Kid Detective, written and directed by Evan Morgan, and it stars Adam Brody from Gilmore Girls fame and Shazam and some other things. Very talented actor. And then Sophie Nelisse, who's a Canadian actress, and it's kind of a film noir. So it's about this kid detective who solves all these little mysteries in town, the town he lives in, and they treat him like royalty. He can solve all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, flash forward, he's an adult and things aren't going quite as well. He doesn't quite have the business he used to have. He's got kind of an odd, quirky secretary. They have some good laughs together. But everything changes when he's approached by a teenage girl whose boyfriend has been murdered. And so, you know, she's not getting help from the police. She goes to him and he kind of swings into action. So like all film noirs, Doug, it's got that detective and a woman, in this case, a 16-year-old girl, and there's nothing untoward between them in the film. I just want to let people know that. He's hired by her. He's trying to help her. So you've got that man and woman kind of partnership that you always see in film noir, except in a lot of film noir, as you know, the woman ends up being someone not to be trusted. Remember the Maltese Falcon and all those movies, the femme fatale, as we remember them. But this is a quirky little movie. It's funny in parts. The mystery is interesting as they're trying to piece together what happened. There's all kinds of clues. There's all kinds of crumbs that don't lead anywhere. But ultimately, it's a funny movie. It's an interesting movie. And I want to also mention that there's a big tone change in the movie in the third act, and I think they pulled it off pretty well. It's the kind of change in tone, change in feel of a movie that could be very, very abrupt and mishandled. But in this case, you're ready for it and you're okay with it.
You know, I read a number of reviews about this and they all pointed that out, that what starts sort of Disney-esque changes a bit. And this writer, director, Evan Morgan, I'd not heard of him before, and this is his first movie?
Yeah, first or second. Not too many films on his resume, but the film has a very clean look to its color. So that's a little bit disconcerting because we're watching a film noir. You think black and white or a little more muddy. But yeah, it's very funny in parts, hilarious in fact. The chemistry between Adam Brody and Sophie Nelisse is very, very good. And yes, big, big switch in the third act that is, you know, terrifying, but somehow they pull it off. And I was very impressed how he pulled that off. It's probably not going to win awards, but it's the best film that you can see in a theater right now. And, you know, I know that's not saying a lot because the pickings are very, very slim in theaters right now and will be for a long time. I mean, we were just way off on our predictions, thinking that things might be back to normal by now, and they're clearly not regarding COVID. But this is a film that I think people will enjoy. If you like that kind of thing, these little mysteries, films like Ghost World, you know, come to mind, where there's a teenager and an adult kind of working together on a mystery. So it's a nice little subgenre of kind of the sleuth detective film.
Well, the title threw me for a loop when I first saw it, The Kid Detective. I thought this is, you know, some kid's movie that's out there. Well, it's not a kid's movie. It's a clever movie, I guess, something I look forward to seeing. And when I was looking into it, you described it as sort of a film noir with some comedy in it, which you don't usually think of with film noir.
No.
And so I'm thinking Eddie Muller, you know, on the Turner Classic Movies and stuff like that, because that's his niche, and it's a rich niche. So for our listeners, Matt, what's the proper definition of film noir?
So typically there's a mystery involved. It's typically 1940s and 50s movies shot in black and white. It typically involves a detective or some kind of guy with a past, and often involves a woman that may or may not be attracted to him, might have a secret up her sleeve as well. Look at Double Indemnity. You know, Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck cannot trust each other in that movie. You know, Bogart and Mary Astor in The Maltese Falcon. So that's really, noir means night, as you know. So, you know, the shadows, the lighting in these films was so fascinating. So this film doesn't look like those films. but it does have that mystery, that journey. Where is this journey going to lead Adam Brody and Sophie Nelisse? Is it going to lead to a resolution of things? Is it going to lead to a horrifying secret? We're not sure. And the fact that I could not spot the ending is a testament to the film's quality as well, because you don't want to be able to see an ending coming, and I did not see this ending coming at all. So I like this one a lot. I think it's a film that could do a little business right now, although people are not going to movies very much. But like I said, I think it's the best film that either a grown up, or maybe teenagers can see. And you're right, the title suggests, you know, Dean Jones and Haley Mills or something from the 60s, or Kurt Russell when he was making Disney movies, something really, really weird and stupid like that. But it's not that at all. It's very funny, very grown up.
We should mention that there's a famous name in the cast as well. Sarah Sutherland is Kiefer's daughter, Donald's mm-hmm. granddaughter, so the third generation of Sutherlands. And she plays the protagonist, Adam Brody's office assistant, right?
Yeah, she's hilarious. She's absolutely hilarious as his secretary. She's kind of foul-mouthed, and she doesn't really want to do errands for him. And that's a nice – I wish that relationship between – those two would have been a little bit more. Like, I needed one or two more scenes, Doug, because I wanted to see more of her. She's so funny in that part. I wanted to see maybe one or two more scenes with her.
Well, let's move on to the Oscar trivia question, because this is a movie I want to see, and it prompted my search for a good question for you. And I thought, well, what better question than, what was the first film noir to win an Academy Award for performance?
So I'll say Joan Fontaine in Suspicion, 1941.
And just a few years later, another Joan.
Yeah, Joan Crawford for Mildred Pierce, 1945.
All right, so we're celebrating a little film noir. We're going to see one in color called The Kid Detective. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.